Listen, it's huge thing in Stanford this weekend. It's the 47th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, and it's actually massive. And it's back at the place where it began in 1978 in Stamford, Connecticut. And it's just, I'm kind of fascinated because I'm not a crossword puzzle guy. So I'm a big Sudoku guy. I do like that. But I know my father-in-law crushes the New York Times crossword. He gets after it like every day. And for a lot of people, it's a big deal. Robin Weintraub, she does crosswords for the New York Times and the New Yorker, and she joins us now on Brian & Company. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I have a bunch of questions. Some of them kind of maybe basic and lame, but like, is it really like, how difficult is it to create a crossword? Like, you're a creator. Like, is it super hard? Do you do it now with ChatGPT, or like, does it take hours?
We don't do ChatGPT. We definitely do it by hand. We do it, well, we use software. We have word lists that we do use, but it's all our own brain power to come up with these clever and fun themes designed to stump solvers for a little while. Is it hard? They're all different types of puzzles. I make puzzles for the New York Times and the New Yorker and for People magazine and for the app Crosswords with Friends, and each one has its own size and themes and difficulties. So it really, there's a big spectrum for that.
You know, it's interesting. If you were speaking to a novice, like, is there a good place to start? Like, obviously People magazine has to be easier than the Times, right? And the app is like, you must have so many in there because it's got to generate another one for every time you play another game.
But like, exactly. A lot of content.
Yeah.
You generate a lot of content.
But what if somebody's never done it, kind of wants to try? Where's a safe place to start without getting killed?
I would say go to the New York Times and start with Mondays, because those are the easiest. With the New York Times, the puzzles get more difficult as the week goes on. So that's a pretty good place. I mean, if you are into pop culture, People magazine is filled with a lot of, you know, movies and television and singers and sports. I do for, you know, for the New Yorker, I make their easy themelesses. So those tend to be very user-friendly as well.
Hmm. We're talking with Robin Weintraub, and you work direct. Does Will Schwartz, is he involved anymore, or is he retired?
Oh, goodness, no. We are our esteemed leader, Will Schwartz, is definitely there. He oversees all of the puzzle activity. He decides each year who's going to be creating the puzzles for the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. And I'm looking forward to seeing him starting tomorrow.
So it's Friday through Sunday at the Marriott in Stamford. And can you just explain to me what exactly happens?
What happens? So people are going to gather from all over the country. Even we usually have a few international people as well. We're expecting over 1,000 contestants this year at the Stamford Marriott. We've taken over the ballrooms and all of their meeting space. Friday night there's some games in the evening and like a wine and cheese thing. Because, you know, for a lot of us, we're just seeing old friends that we, you know, get to see only once a year at this tournament. Saturday, though, during the day, is three puzzles in the morning, lunch break, and then three puzzles in the afternoon. We have lots of people behind the scenes scoring all the puzzles and lots of computer stuff going on, tabulating everybody's rank to see how they're doing. And then on Sunday morning, we have one final puzzle for everybody, which is a Sunday-sized New York Times puzzle. Huh. And after that, there will be awards given in various categories based on age and geography and talent and all sorts of stuff. And then we have three giant crossword puzzle boards where people will be solving live a final puzzle, a championship puzzle in front of all, you know, everybody who's there in the ballroom.
Well,
so it's pretty cool.
A simple question on winners and losers. Is it just like a group of people have the same puzzle and whoever does it the fastest?
So we grade for both speed and accuracy. So both are important. And for most people, I would say for 95% of the people who show up, we're just there to have a good time. You're not going to win. There's a 5% of the population who has been training for this, for whom this is a yearly, you know, I want to make sure that I come in under, you know, in the top 10, or I want to win this year. There's a lot of prize money involved in this thing. It's a big event. And so we can't wait.
And in terms of like viewing, right? So you have the competition. Is there like a gallery there? Can people watch online? How does that work?
All of the above. We do, there are, you can come just as a spectator and, you know, they do charge if you want to like join the wine and cheese event and stuff like that. But it is being live streamed all weekend. If you go to the crosswordtournament.com is the website where you can find all of this information. So if you want to come by, if you want to solve online, you can also solve virtually. Or if you just want to purchase the puzzles after the fact and enjoy them at your own leisure, you can do that as well. But people can both come as spectators or watch the virtual feed the whole weekend.
We're talking with Robin Weintraub. She does crosswords for People Magazine, New York Times, New Yorker. And we're talking about the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, ACPT, that is Friday through Sunday at the Stanford Marriott. And I guess, you know, Will Shortz is somebody a lot of people know the name. It's kind of iconic, right? He's kind of an icon in this segment of our world. But are there rocks? You talk about the wine and cheese thing. Like, are there rock stars in this, like, in this industry? Like, who are the stars of crossword puzzles?
Will is definitely the biggest rock star. Once you get past Will, there are names that, like, regular solvers will recognize. I assure you, in my normal life, nobody would know who the heck I am. But when I go to ACPT, I have been asked, you know, can you sign an autograph or can I get a selfie with you? My mom told me I need to get a selfie.
Do you know Robin Weintraub? I was like, yeah, I interviewed her this morning.
It's a very, very small population who gets excited to see me. But amongst those, you know, 12 people in the world, it's a good time because everybody, if you are a regular solver and you know the people who are regular constructors, this is an opportunity for everybody to mingle together.
You know, I have a couple quick last questions here with Robin Weintraub. Anytime. You know, the one thing is you see all these things with apps, though. You do this and your brain will get sharper. Do this as you get old. You know, is there statistical data that says that, like, stuff like this really helps your brain long term, or is it just a good hobby?
So all of the above. You've seen it, I've seen it. We've all seen those stories. My understanding is that may not be completely accurate. However, it is always a good idea to keep your brain active. So this is a great way to do it. Be challenging yourself whether it's crossword puzzles or you said Sudoku or trivia or any kind of mind pursuit is always a great thing to do to keep yourself young.
So I doubt in your sixth grade time capsule it said crossword expert. We only have like a minute, but like, how does one go down this road? How do you get to where you are, where you go to the Stanford Marriott, you know, Friday through Sunday, and you're a bit of a rock star? Like, how did you get here?
I was not a crossword person growing up, but my mother was, so it's definitely in my DNA. And about 15 years ago, I was hearing those same reports as you just mentioned of do something good for your brain. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'm getting older. It's time for me to do something better than just playing, you know, Candy Crush on my phone or whatever it was I was doing. So I did start solving, and very quickly I was like, okay, this is fun. Let me see if I can make one. Turns out I could. And the rest is history. But it was just, you know, I happened to get lucky enough to find something that I both loved and was really good at and changed my life.
Awesome. Robin, it's great to meet you. Again, I encourage people, they can look it up online or head down to
crosswordtournament.com.
Yeah,
check it out.
And just Google the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. It's at the Marriott in Stanford through Sunday. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.